Hey, and welcome back to the Smooth Operator Podcast. I'm your host, Allison Caffrey, and today I'm going to talk about saying goodbye to a client. I'll see you inside. All right. So I recently had a situation where I needed to let go of a client. It was very mutual and very easy. And so I thought to myself, whoa, okay. So I wonder, whoever kind of goes through this kind of exiting process in their business, meaning they let go of a client or they let go of a team member, where does the ball get dropped, right? Where does this get heavy? And I know that the obvious ones happen, right? You know, the money goes missing, right? You know, if you lose a client, then all of a sudden you have a little bit less of a reoccurring revenue stream than you had the previous month. Obviously that's really tough. You know, if things end on a bad note, meaning the work wasn't there or the deliverables weren't there, obviously that can be a bit of a headache. But I want to talk about those times where, you know, obviously if you're listening and being actionable on some of the things we're talking about here on the podcast, then you are documenting your stuff, you're getting really consistent results, right? So what happens when that kind of quote unquote unknown happens, right? When something just isn't right, and you're just like, you know, I think that maybe I don't love working with this client, right? Or maybe I don't love working with this team member. And so I want to talk about this recent time and why I feel like it's really important to keep ops at the center fold of your business, because it's so much easier to objectively make decisions, especially around things like client load. So in our specific use case, we were hired on to do kind of a dashboard of sorts for an agency that is managing, I mean, very, very large spend across multiple car dealerships. And so what ended up happening is we were kind of creating this, and scope ended up kind of creeping on us, right? So it ended up being that we were creating one specific thing, and then we decided that another thing would be better. And, you know, mutual decision, right? We both decided, wow, this would be a much easier way to look at this data. And so without getting too involved in what exactly we were going through, it was a situation where, you know, once the scope kind of got away from us, meaning the actual heavy lifting, then the division of labor ended up getting away from us as well, meaning that we weren't sure what we were doing and what the other team was doing and what the founder was doing and all of these other things, right? So the work was all good, right? Everything that we put out, everything that everyone put out, quite frankly, was amazing work and will absolutely be used by this business moving forward. But I think that the gelling just wasn't there. And so what I wanted to talk about is how what we can do is be really, really vigilant about the types of things that we are and are not responsible for creating in the business, right? So let's just say, for example, that you are an automation agency, right? I know that there's a business called Automation Agency, but let's just say that you're an agency who helps other businesses set up automation, right? A really, really common thing that I hear actually from this specific type of agency is that oftentimes they go to actually make the automation, but then they are kind of forced to write the emails and create the forms and actually do the actual, like create the actual assets that automation hinges on, right? And so that is outside of scope, right? That's where scope creep starts happening. So if we can really divide, we can draw that line in the sand to say, hey, listen, I create templates and processes, right? Those are the two things that I create. Truthfully, if we're going to boil it down to those two things, that's exactly. Templates obviously has quite a broad, you know, representation of all the things that I can make, but I create templates and processes, period, right? I don't create, you know, other sorts of assets. I don't work with budgets. I don't usually do that, right? I'm a process creator, not a process manager. If you listen to the last episode, really, what we need to decide when we go down these kind of avenues with our clients and when we're really standardizing our service offerings is this is what I am doing. But more importantly, this is what I'm not doing, right? I've noticed that I have these specific trends where my project kind of goes off the rails, or maybe, you know, I'm in a situation where I'm creating more assets for the business than I feel like I need to be. And it's maybe slowing down the project, or maybe, you know, things are, you know, not changing hands very well, meaning that you create a form and then the person comes back and says, actually, I want these other questions on the form, right? So what you want to do is really divide that and really write out, okay, this is what I am doing, this is what I'm not doing. And what that makes is for a very easy breaking point if it does come to that. Most times when I write this stuff out for my clients, I come to them and I say, hey, I create templates and I create processes, and that's what I create for you. I also do strategy and coaching, right? So those are kind of the three buckets that my stuff lives in. And if we're being really, really honest, this doesn't live within that. And usually they'll say, thanks, Allison, for coming to the table and telling me exactly what's included in this. I appreciate your honesty. Let's give this to somebody else. And in the off chance that for any reason they're like, okay, this is a non-negotiable for me, I really do need someone who can do this other thing, we can either say, okay, great, then let's terminate the agreement thus far, or we can help you find somebody to really fill in this gap for us, right? So it creates opportunity instead of just kind of cutting ties, right? If we keep the conversation open to, hey, listen, I'm still on the hook for these things and I'm happy to do them, versus, okay, the project ran off the rails and it's all your fault and things are going nuts. Really just kind of keeping the parameters around that conversation of what you are and are not willing to deliver, or are and are not on the hook for delivering, right? Via maybe, let's just say, a really clear service agreement or a really clear operating outline. Very, very, very key things to have in any sort of service business, especially if you find that the norm is your projects have scope creep, right? So really recognize what those things are. And truthfully, I put these things into my very own agreement, right? I say, I will do X, I will not do Y, right? I will do A, I will not do B. And so it's very, very clear, because I've noticed that the trends are, wow, okay, someone wants me to create these forms or create certain things or write copy for them. And while I can do those things, most definitely, is it what my business is best at providing? No. And are the chances higher that this person's going to be dissatisfied with this service if I go and do things outside of the actual zone of my genius? That answer is undoubtedly yes. So guard yourself, guard your clients, make sure that you are, if you are saying goodbye to a client, that you're doing so amicably and with, you know, everything kind of out on the table, just being as clear as possible with them about certain things. It's very, very, very important that this happens, because what you want to do is make sure that you're saving those relationships, make sure that you're keeping kind of your communication really straightforward with your clients, and that you're really saving your name in the marketplace, against any sort of situation where they might think that things are maybe not going as well as they should be with the project and that it's absolutely your fault. You might just direct their attention to say, hey, listen, this is what I'm directly responsible for, and here's what, you know, y'all were directly responsible for. So hopefully without that sounding too negative, I know that this is a lot of what folks come up against when they have... just a large client load, and when they have a lot of folks that they're helping and a lot of one-on-one projects, right? Ultimately, you know, if statistics are true, right, there's ultimately something that's not going to go the way that we expect. And what we want to do is we want to just be prepared for that thing. And we want to make sure that we're handling it with grace and with very, very much intention behind that thing. So I hope this was helpful, and I hope you guys are having an awesome week. I'll see you next time on the Smooth Operator Podcast. Take care. We'll be right back.